Good afternoon, and thank you all for holding. Your lines have been placed on a listen-only mode until the question and answer portion. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. I would now turn the call over to Lauren Gaseous, and thank you. You may begin.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Thanks, everyone, for your patience while we got started today. Thank you for joining NOAA's media teleconference to learn more about new aquaculture efforts in Alaska. A press release with additional information about today's announcement is now available in the newsroom on the noaa.gov website. Joining me today are our speakers, Danielle Blacklock, Director of the Office of Aquaculture here at NOAA Fisheries, Andrew Miller, Natural Resource Manager at the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and Sam Rabung, Division Director for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. With that, I'd like to welcome Danielle.
Thank you, Lauren. Good morning or good afternoon, depending upon where you're joining us from today. I want to thank you for joining us to talk about an exciting new partnership to advance aquaculture in Alaska. As a complement to wild harvested seafood, aquaculture, or mariculture, is vital for supporting our nation's coastal communities and feeding our growing population. In a changing climate, we must look to the ocean for sustainable food, as foods from the sea are good for people, good for the planet, and good for the economy. That's why I'm excited to share that NOAA Fisheries and our partners in the state of Alaska will be working together in a multi-year planning process to identify aquaculture opportunity areas in Alaska state waters. These areas will be identified through a science-based public process that allows constituents to share their community, tribal, and stewardship goals for sustainable aquaculture development in Alaska's coastal waters. Alaska will become the third region where NOAA is working to identify aquaculture opportunity areas, along with Southern California and the Gulf of Mexico. It's important to note that we are only talking about aquaculture for marine invertebrates like shellfish and sea cucumbers, as well as seaweed farming. Finfish farming in Alaska state waters is prohibited by law and will not be considered in this process. We will only be looking in state waters, not federal waters. As many of you will recall, there was a public comment period in 2020 asking where we should look for aquaculture opportunity areas. During that comment period, NOAA Fisheries received letters of support for beginning the process in Alaska, including letters from Alaska Native organizations, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Alaska Governor Dunleavy, members of the Alaska's state legislature, and industry and research institutions. We're very appreciative of our partnership with the state of Alaska as they help NOAA design and identify appropriate locations for aquaculture opportunity areas and commercial aquaculture development. Over the coming years, NOAA's National Centers for Coastal and Ocean Science we'll use ecosystem modeling to inform the size and location for potential aquaculture opportunity areas based on environmental, economic, and cultural data. They will produce a peer-reviewed aquaculture opportunity atlas that shares this data and the resulting maps with the public. The results of the atlases will then be used as a part of a comprehensive environmental review, resulting in the identification of areas that are environmentally, socially, and economically suitable for multiple commercial aquaculture farms. It's important to note that this step does not serve as a pre-approval in the process for those prospective aquaculture growers. They will, of course, go through comprehensive state and federal permitting processes. For the next step in this process, NOAA Fisheries will solicit public comments as aquaculture opportunity area identification moves forward. And with that, I turn it over to Andrew for his remarks.
Thank you, Danielle. Good afternoon and good morning. My name is Andrew Miller. I manage the Aquatic Farm Leasing Program for the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. We appreciate NOAA's recognition of Alaska's great potential for aquaculture and for reaching out to the department and the state as a whole to begin work on establishing aquaculture opportunity areas in the state of Alaska waters. The department is tasked with the responsible development of the state's natural resources, and the Aquatic Farm Leasing Program has been hard at work to realize this goal through the issuance of aquatic farm site leases on lands managed by the department. In recent years, there has been a substantial increase in aquaculture projects in Alaska, which has necessitated increased collaboration and innovative solutions to move towards the state's goal of a $100 million industry by the year 2040. We believe that the establishment of aquaculture opportunity areas through the collaborative efforts of state, federal, local agencies, native organizations, members of industry, and other stakeholders will be a valuable tool for the department, other regulators, and aquatic farmers to grow this industry in our state and will complement the existing leasing process. Aquaculture opportunity areas would provide regulators and prospective and existing aquatic farmers with valuable data that would inform the management of the state's land and resources, better enable farmers to site and create productive farms, and further the goals of the department and the state for aquaculture in Alaska. We are looking forward to continuing work with NOAA, our fellow state agencies, and all stakeholders to make aquaculture opportunity areas and the state's aquaculture goals a reality. Thank you. I will now turn it over to my colleague Sam from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning, good afternoon. I'm Sam Raybung, and I'm the Director of the Division of Commercial Fisheries for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We're responsible for permitting the acquisition, transport, and possession of aquatic organisms in Alaska. We're supportive of NOAA's work on establishing aquaculture opportunity areas in the state waters of Alaska and feel this will be very helpful to both permitting agencies and to potential farmers. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is responsible for issuing aquatic farm operational permits, and a large portion of evaluating a permit application is determining whether placing a farm in a given location is feasible. Aquaculture opportunity areas are a tool to help applicants select locations to streamline the overall process. With an aquaculture opportunity area, they will know in advance of applying which areas to avoid. The collaborative effort necessary to establish aquaculture opportunity areas will provide an opportunity for agencies and stakeholders to ensure important current uses and activities are identified and considered in advance. Our governor has voiced support for the growth of mariculture in Alaska on many occasions and would like to see Alaska become the mariculture capital of the world. The establishment of aquaculture opportunity areas will assist in making this happen, resulting in increased economic activity, food security, and environmental benefits for Alaska and for the nation. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Lauren.
Thank you so much, Sam. We'll now take specific questions about today's announcement from reporters on the line. For this portion of the call, we do have additional subject matter experts available to address those questions. Also joining us, we have Alicia Bishop, Aquaculture Coordinator in the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Regional Office, Michelle Morris, a Fisheries Biologist from Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and Brent Reynolds, a Natural Resource Specialist with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Operator, if you would please let our call participants know how they can get into the queue to ask a question.
Certainly. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please, for any questions in the queue. Our first question is from Eliza Meyer from Undercurrent News.
I just want to ask, so what's next after this announcement? What's the next step?
Thank you for your question. This is Danielle Blacklock. We're going to begin conducting presentations and outreach to share information about the AOA identification process so people understand what's coming. The National Ocean Service, National Centers for Coastal and Ocean Science will also begin compiling sighting data, and we expect to solicit public input in Alaska on framing where in state waters, what geographic areas we should be looking at.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Nathan Strout from Seafood Source.
Hi, this is Nathan. I guess if this is a third aquaculture opportunity zone that NOAA is involved with, can you speak to how Alaska is different or presents different challenges than the other two zones that you've done so far? Thanks.
I'd be happy to. This is Danielle Blacklock again. So Alaska presents a really exciting opportunity to show how dynamic this planning process can be. For one, we're going to be working in state waters, where the other aquaculture opportunity area identification processes are looking at federal waters. So that means a true partnership with the state. Additionally, from the beginning, this process is only going to be looking at marine invertebrates and macroalgae, as finfish aquaculture in the state waters of Alaska is illegal.
Great, thanks so much.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. One moment, please. And I am showing no further questions at this time. Oh, one moment. May have a few coming through. I do have a question from Eliza Meyer from Undercurrent News.
Conceivably, this is going to be a very long process, right? Can you give us a sense of the timeline that you're looking at?
We anticipate that this will take us a few years. Learning from the processes that are ongoing right now, it has taken us about 3 years so far. So we anticipate it to take at least 3 years, but potentially longer than that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question from Nathan Strout, Seafood Source. Sir, your line is open.
Great, thanks. Sorry, don't want to monopolize the line here, but I was curious if you could talk about where the funding for this effort is coming from and the level of funding that you'll be putting into the Alaska Aquaculture Opportunity Zone. Thank you.
This is Danielle. I'm happy to speak to the NOAA component of this. This is coming from appropriated funds specifically for the use of in aquaculture. This is a high priority topic, so we have worked to make sure that we can bring our science resources and research assets to the state to help support their effort. And I'll leave it to the state representatives to speak to it from their angle.
Yeah, this is Sam Raven with Fish and Game. So we're going to work within our existing budget, and we don't have anything additional allocated to work on this. So hopefully we'll lean heavily on NOAA and their expertise, and we'll provide what we can and what we need to provide from our side.
This is Andrew Miller. We will also be using our existing staff and existing resources to assist NOAA in this effort.
And as a reminder, star one if you would like to ask a question.
Operator, if we don't have any additional questions, we can go ahead and wrap up for today's call.
All right. I do have another question.
Oh, we do. Fantastic. Thank you.
Demetra Lavrakis from Alaska Business Magazine. Your line is open.
Thank you. So have you identified any areas, or is the entire state open for these zones? Thank you.
Thank you. This is Danielle, and I'll take a first swing at the answer and then turn it over to the state in case they want to focus in a little bit. So we know that we're looking at the state waters of Alaska, so within the coast out to 3 nautical miles. However, within that, we're going to go through a public process. That'll be that first step of seeking public input on where within the state waters of Alaska we should focus. This is just the beginning of the process. So aquaculture opportunity areas won't be identified for a number of years. This is that the announcement is that we're starting that investigation. And I'll turn it over to the state in case they want to add anything.
Well, this is Sam Raven with Fish and Game again. Currently, state waters there are no areas that are off limits. However, our leasing and the DNR's leasing program and the Fish and Game's permitting program are predicated on existing uses. So, one of the first things we look at is what are the existing uses in that location, and we're not interested in leasing or permitting an area that's going to create a conflict. And to me, that's the biggest value of this exercise is we're going to identify areas of potential conflict in advance so people don't play wrong guess when they are applying for farm sites.
Okay.
This is Andrew Miller. Just to kind of add to what Sam is saying, we have planning documents, area plans for areas throughout the state that as Sam mentioned, kind of dictate where farms can and should be sited. And there will be, I'm sure, geographical considerations as well. Not every bit of coastline is conducive to mariculture or aquaculture. So I think those will be the main constraints as to where these end up.
And I am showing no further questions at this time.
Great, thank you so much. So with that, I thank today's speakers, Danielle Blacklock, Andrew Miller, and Sam Raybon for their participation in our call today. And for our participants, an audio file of today's call will be made available online at the bottom of our press release on the NOAA.gov website for anyone that is still looking to access that file, and it should be up later this afternoon. And finally, if you do have any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our public affairs team. We can be reached at NMFS for National Marine Fisheries Service .PA for public affairs at NOAA.gov. This concludes today's call, and I thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.